This podcast with Christian Time, podcast with Christian Time, podcast Christian, podcast Christian, podcast with Christian, and the Jackie Sun Stat.
And Chubby Chubbs.
It's Talent Season of Podcast, and I'm Cool Chris Smith. Shout out to Basement Jackie Studios.
It's the Talent Season Podcast. It's the Talent Season Podcast. Yeah. It's the Talent Season Podcast. It's the Talent Season Podcast. Yeah.
Don't give me a real phone number. Don't give me shit. Like, literally, don't give me a real phone number. Because let's say Christian commit a crime. I arrest him today. He, you know, gets charged. He does his time or whatever. Or they get deferred. They drop the charge or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say you do another crime. And I couldn't catch you that time you did it. But I know your face. I saw you on video. I do everything. And then I get a warrant. And nobody can find Christian. But I know Christian always keep his phone with him, right?
And I can track you by your phone. By your phone number.
I can track you by your phone because you always have your phone with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was watching. I don't know if y'all seen. It's a YouTube lawyer, but
I watch him.
And he be going over all of the cases. Mm-hmm. But he was saying that I think he was on the No Jumper joint, and he was saying that his best advice if you're going to do a crime is to leave your phone at home.
Home, yeah.
Because your phone is literally like a just...
They could ping it off that location.
Always. And what I was telling some of my family members down south, they feel like it is so much easier to get away with crime up here because there's so many people and things blend in. And I was saying, nah, man, you got to think about it. It's so many cameras. It's cameras that don't even do anything. You know what I'm saying? If you notice on the highway sometimes when you ride by, you'll ride by some cameras.
And all they do is record.
Right. And if they need to pick up and they'll say, all right, we got so-and-so. Traveling down I-95, it's cameras. Yep. I was telling them it's cameras on banks. I was like, you know, we just went to a gas station while we was having a conversation. I was like, you know, we just went to a gas station. At gas stations up where we live at, it would have been not only a camera at that gas station, but it would have been cameras around the area of that gas station and other businesses. Mm-hmm. It's no cameras in a 20-mile radius where you guys are at. You feel me? So, but yeah, that's some of the differences. But let's go ahead and get to it. It's Talent Season, the podcast. I'm your boy, Cool Chris Smith. I got my man. I got to be Steph here, sitting to the left.
Okay.
That's underscore Chubbs.
Yeah, Mo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're in here for another marvelous week. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So. We got a good amount to talk about this week.
Yeah.
So first of all, tell me how y'all been feeling about them cicadas, man. Because you remember the first time the cicadas came out, we were in like fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, something like that.
It was a while ago.
Yeah. So I was familiar with them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But just seeing people react to them, I went to a pop up shop the other day. You know where they sell like food and clothes and different.
That's when they're roughing them. Was
right. Shout out JD's Cuisine. But I was saying that I went to the pop up shop, and as soon as I pull up, I see people standing out with like little badminton. I'm like, okay, what they doing? You know what I'm saying? And I see people with towels in their hand, but as I'm there,
dawned on you and shit,
bro. Less than a minute. Soon as I get out the car, one fly in the car.
Hey,
I said, oh man, so you gotta pull it out with the wings and you know it sticks on the ground.
Yeah, they got really sticky legs.
A lot of my relatives, like, you know, my aunt from South Carolina, she was talking to my mom, and my mom was talking about them because you know, it's a lot of woods in that mm-hmm. Clinton area.
Yeah.
You know, over towards Temple Hills, we don't even hear them too much.
For real,
yeah, because it's so much city close to the more you go
to the highway and stuff. Yeah,
right, mm-hmm. right. So anyway, my mom was telling my aunt about them, and my aunt was saying we haven't even seen none in South Carolina. So I guess, and I've seen a couple of people post and say that they aren't down south. I seen a girl that we went to Bowie with on her Instagram, and she said that they aren't in North Carolina, so I'm staying here so further notice.
But they only here for like 2 months at the most.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not like they bother. You know, they don't bite.
They don't bite.
I think it's
it's a nuisance.
And we were talking about it yesterday. I think it's like maybe like the evasiveness that they.
It's the nuisance.
Yeah, because they come so aggressive at you, and you know what I'm
saying? They remind me of. I told my mother, I said, they remind me of little babies. Like, because if you ever pick one up, then they get to crying and shit. Yeah. And they just like, they don't hurt you. They don't scare you.
But
they
just cricket almost.
Yeah. And they do dumb shit. Like, why would you do that? Just fly into your damn car. Just like you said, like, I'll probably talk about it later on in the podcast, but I went up to Philly, right? Bro, I hit so many Jones on the road, but when I finally got to Philly, I didn't see a single cicada at all.
Like, the funny
to be honest, I didn't see a single bug. So yo, I was like, I didn't have a fly, a gnat.
You're out in Gotham, man.
A cicada.
In Philly?
Yeah, bro, I didn't see a single. I don't think I even seen a bird.
I feel like every time I go to Philly, I just notice how many people smoke cigarettes there.
Philly.
Yeah, Philly.
I feel like so many of them.
Like, if you go to like major cities, you're not gonna see all those stuff. Like, you're not gonna see most of that stuff because everything's surrounded by trees. Why you think the air, like how in Houston, like the air quality is so terrible?
That shit was horrible.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not trees out there. Right. It's not as much trees, right. So you're not getting as much oxygen and stuff like that. And so, like this, it's funny though, because like near my parents' house, like we don't have a lot of trees. Like that, in my opinion, like my parents' house specifically, they don't have a lot of trees, so you don't see as many. But if you come here, you come outside at Cam's house, bro, tons of them. She got tons of trees.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. See, at my job, when they first came out,
their little shells and shit.
But like, even at my house, I don't know, it's like every other day or something. Like sometimes they'd be really loud in the backyard. The other times you won't see. Like when they first came out, they was mild as shit. I'm like, this like this be perfectly fine, but these past 2 days they've been amping up.
Yeah, because
they said they mating. They really starting to mate now.
Oh, that's why you probably see that's why they going crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, you do see a lot of them on the ground. You do see a lot.
Them just dropping dead. I'm right out the sky. Yeah. They flying and just
like the wild thing is it's like. Like when like in the first like when you sort of like the first like month it was only males they said, and it was waiting for the females coming, and that's why you hear all the like. They're like the tone is pretty much attracting the females, and then when you start hitting the ones that go like that,
they be having sex.
Yeah, no, they're like they're calling them. The males are following that.
Oh,
they're following that sound to get to the females to mate, and so when you start hitting those motherfuckers go or some shit like that, that's how you know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
The sounds we hear, that's them
fucking pretty much.
Oh, pretty much, yeah.
One of them landed on my neck.
Oh yeah, that son.
The cicada piss.
You ain't hear about that? Yeah, you ain't hear about that.
It's a people be outside. I'm like, oh, it's raining and it's clear and shit. A nice day, and what it was cicada pee. They pee a lot. And my people, you know, in our backyard, we see cicada pee all the time. And it's a lot to come out of them little things. You ever hit one in the windshield and see how much juice come out them things?
You said, hold on. So you see them peeing?
No, yeah, I didn't see no damn cicada.
I've seen a cicada drop pee.
No. I felt it
on my backyard, and I seen it like.
No, yeah. I felt it because like.
So he got pissed on.
Pretty much. So
a lot of people probably got pissed on.
Cicada pissed on you.
No, because I was like, I was cutting the grass one day, and I was like, bro, what is all these like droplets? Like, what keep hitting me? Like it was hitting my hand and shit like that. I'm like, what the hell? Because I'm right under the tree cutting grass. I'm like, dog, what? And so I'm thinking it's the AC unit. Yeah, she got in the window.
AC unit ain't all over your head like that,
bro. But I'm over here in the trim, like, what the fuck? And so then I go out front, and I'm like, dog, it's still hitting me. And then I find out later, all these motherfuckers pissing.
Let me go ahead and take this shower.
These motherfuckers pissing, cicada. Yeah, it was the whole thing. Like, the news did it and everything. It's like, have you ever been outside? You feel like a little mist hit you, or you think somebody spit on you?
It's an infomercial and shit.
It's cicada. No, it's cicada piss. They just flying, and they just pissing on people.
$9.99. Then they read the little effects of it real quick. So, yesterday,
read the little effects of the cicada piss.
Make your stomach hurt.
It's cicada piss.
Yo, that's vomit. Funny as shit.
So yesterday was the big event of the.
The Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul. The Chad Johnson versus Brian Maxwell.
Uh-huh.
He was from Roanoke.
And then,
Brian Maxwell from Roanoke?
Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay. See, and this card in particular had a lot of ties because, you know, we all watch Chad Johnson. And Floyd Mayweather, of course.
Yeah.
And then people can watch Logan Paul from YouTube. Yeah, I was gonna say
her.
You know, I was watching a fight with Earl yesterday, and he went to Gwynn Park with her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the people.
I want to know what they had to say about after watching that fight.
Who Earl and them?
Yeah,
man, it's just something. It's just something that to see somebody rooting for him, because I feel like boxing is unlike any other sport.
Yeah, it's very technical.
Yes, and not only that, especially because and the type of fight that they fought. If you watch the fight, if you watch Herd's fight,
yeah, we watched.
The type of fight that they fought was more of an enclosed grit type fight.
Yeah, I don't know
close
why.
Quarters.
And which is what we were saying yesterday as well. As I feel like Her has the reach. He has a little bit. He should extend that.
Mm-hmm.
And Earl was saying, yeah, he had a new trainer. He working on his game. He changing up his game and all of that. But I was saying, he started with that shoulder roll in the early rounds, and I feel like. Aries. That I was telling them last night, bruh, that overhand right was
crushing him.
Oh, I'm like, yo.
I'm like, night. How's he not
that's
reading
the only
it?
Punch that he's throwing, and he landing
like,
that motherfucker.
It was like, ish, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just like,
so it's like,
throw off. Overhand.
He was quick as hell.
He was
quick as hell.
What I was trying to tell Earl is because Earl was, and I'm not gonna say from a prejudice standpoint, but that's he like man, and I know it's somebody that he had ties to, so of course I know he would be rooting for him a little harder, you know. Versus me, I've heard of him before, you know, and I just want to see the good fight,
right.
And I'm hoping that he does good because he's from the area, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Other cuz was taxing, so but what I was telling Earl was. That size don't always matter.
It doesn't.
Because he was saying, yeah, he a little. And granted, Ares was getting tired. But and you could see to where them overhand rights particular were having an effect towards the sixth, seventh round, man.
Well, let's talk boxing since we're on it. And I've been following Her for a while, you know, especially this past few fights, and like you mentioned, he did just lose his father.
Yeah.
So a lot of people question that too.
He did mention that.
If you listen, even MMA fighters, even boxer fighters, when you lose someone close, a lot of people suggest not to fight like instantly. A lot of fighters try to use that as motivation.
Yeah.
But then they go in, you're so emotional, wound up because you want to get that W. You almost want to kill the person in front of you. You want to release all your emotions.
You want to represent.
Yeah. You want to release all your emotions so fast in that round, but. You know, you get down to the fifth, sixth round. Now you tired, you wore out. You know, you tired, you wore out, and all them things just go into play.
Yep.
And but for me personally, after Her lost that one fight, when he had his first hometown fight,
yep,
it was at George Mason. I want to say.
See, and Earl kept talking about that. He said that they were saying that he lost it because he wore Redskins colors.
I ain't gonna say that, but. But I mean, we're going to talk about it, even though he's from this era, but we're going to talk about it, and this is just my opinion of it. I think by one is being one of his first fights home, that's already a lot of pressure enough.
Yeah.
Just being fight at home, no matter what.
Right.
Two, he had something like 600 comp tickets. So now, not only are you fighting at home, majority of your family and friends are at the fight.
Yeah, they watching you.
Right? So now you got people hitting you up all day. Two, I'm not sure if this is true or not, but they say he went to a family like function like the day of the fight before then.
Yeah, I heard this too. Yep.
And then
another dude
also,
that was watching it would have said he needed to stop going to parties. Yeah.
And then he brought in like he had the Redskins band to bring him. I think it was just so much he's trying to do for the first
off the Apollo type.
Yeah,
off the type.
And then it just, you know, I think his mind was anywhere else but fighting.
Okay.
And once he took that L, you know, he was still living at home. They say he moved out. He moved to Colorado. He said he got a new training staff and all that.
Right, that's what Earl was saying. He got a whole new...
Now, me personally, maybe because now we just seeing it, I don't know if that was the right move. At the time, probably feel like it was the right move. But looking back at him, all right, you've been doing good. You took one loss. You know what I'm saying? Don't just abandon people who got you to this point. You just took one loss.
No.
And it was a lot around that fight. It wasn't a regular fight. But they said the fight had a rematch clause in it, which I didn't know because it was a title fight, though. And majority of title fights, they do have a rematch clause in them. But, you know, they said Herd didn't want to take it. I guess he felt like he wasn't ready enough. The other guy beat him up. He got beat up that fight at home.
The man.
And then the second fight, when he came back, He fought some dude. I forget who it was. The dude wasn't that good. He should have knocked him out. Like, it should never been.
That was the one we watched. That was the one I watched with Earl, and I thought he had lost, but Earl said that he ended up knocking him down in towards the end of the fight or something like that. He won it.
But he won the fight off boxing per se. But yeah, the dude, he should have destroyed him. Like, right, he shouldn't have made him go all the rounds with him. Mm-hmm. And the fight, the same thing happened in the fight he just passed. Just from seeing what Herb was at first, it's like the confidence is not there. Yeah. You can see it in his fighting, and then
they also were saying that he was not an easy belt, but he was able to get an easier route to the belt.
I get what you're saying. In the boxing, you know, me and my dad watch boxing, and in the boxing community, one thing I noticed, a lot of these guys do make it to the top with like crazy, like 20-0, 15-0, 15-1, 16-2. I'm like, who are y'all fighting? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, who are they fighting? They fighting people that's policemen in the spare time, but they're pros, so it counts. You know what I'm saying? Like, pros, it counts. So you got ex-5 fighters, crap, they're fighting. I'm just like, what the heck? And then they finally fight someone who's don't necessarily be good, but they're technical enough. Oh, not even that. If you just aggressive dog fighter,
you could outbeat.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened to her, I think, in that fight.
That's what I was telling. I was like, bro, if you notice, bro, them Hispanics or Mexicans or whatever,
oh, they gonna fight.
I said, bro, they ain't no chumps, bro. They ain't no chumps, bro. They like us, bro. Niggas is balling.
and it's gritty for some of them because they come from a different country to come over here.
But it's two types of things. You got boxing and you got fighting. Right, Floyd Mayweather is a boxer. That's what he do. If you watch, he's very technical. He went off points. You know what I'm saying? Floyd Mayweather's not known for knocking people out.
Right,
but he's going to box you.
Yeah, he's going to make you box.
You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I think the Logan Paul thing, that was probably Floyd maybe most physicalest fight
in years that he ever had.
If you look at his record,
ever.
I'm probably sizing
it. We're going to say at least the past 10. Yeah. Past 10, 15.
Definitely. Like, his last 10 fights. Like, yeah. Because Logan was, like, leaning on him. And he said it. He was like, he's stronger. But then Logan's 30 pounds
heavier. He's 30 pounds heavier, and he's also bigger than him. Right.
But at the same time, the guys that I was watching it with was saying was, like, yeah, but we knew what was going to happen because, okay, going in the fight, I was just saying that I know that Floyd is older, and I'm not against it, but it's like almost like a car crash. Like, oh, and I'm saying it as in these older fighters getting back into the ring. You know what I'm saying? Because now we're seeing it more where fighters who have retired are coming back in. And granted, they're professionals, and if anyone is to do it, they're the ones to do it. But at the same time, it hasn't happened, but we don't want to see it happen yet to someone get hurt. You know what I'm saying? I was telling them whether it had been Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. You know what I'm saying? Even though I thoroughly enjoyed that. We talked about it on the podcast, but that was my chance to see two of them fighting as a cognitive adult. You know what I'm saying? To where I can enjoy the fight versus as like a kid in a room.
When the showboating and shit.
Let me ask you this, Chubb. You're
really into boxing, right? But based off of your knowledge, I'm gonna go back to Herb thing. From what I saw was, I don't know if so much.
We can break it down fight to fight. Start from the first fight.
Yeah, we can do that. We can go ahead.
You want to go to Herb now?
No, go to Chaz Johnson.
Okay, let's talk about. From what you recall about Chaz Johnson.
See, now, and the thing I miss Chaz Johnson. I saw when they was about to touch gloves, and then. It went out a little bit, and then we had to get it back on. And then when it came in.
When he got knocked out.
So
what a way to get him back on.
So the dude Brian Maxwell, I think he used to be a fighter,
right?
You know what I'm saying? For Chad Johnson to get in with an ex fighter, well, ex boxer, that's something
commendable.
You play football, you just hop in the ring with a. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude really used to do that. But Chad Johnson gave it, you know what I'm saying? He fought good. Yeah, he got knocked down. He didn't get knocked out.
But that was the only time he got knocked down in the fight, right?
That was late.
And that was at the end. It was the last 45 seconds.
I consider that.
Was that third round?
It was the fourth round, last 45 seconds. So, but that's what I was trying to tell them because
you know, he looked good too. He had some good punches.
See, and
Chad Jones had some good punches.
And in the room, you got to think like in the room, it had just came on with him getting knocked down. Oh, Chad Jones, oh, he's some cut. Ooh. But I'm like, bro, y'all got to understand. I was like, y'all got to understand. One, these guys. And when I'm saying these guys, I was saying him and Nate Robinson and Logan Paul for that matter.
They're not real boxers.
No. Actually, not Logan Paul, because Logan Paul and Jake Paul are trying to be real boxers. They actually have, you know what I'm saying? They kind of do this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is a hobby. It's a little more than a hobby, is what I meant. But anyway, but for these people who are getting in the ring with people who actually do this, you know what I'm saying? Nate Robinson, mm-hmm. Chad Johnson, that like that's commendable in itself. But what I was saying was these guys, the difference between Chad Johnson and Nate Robinson, I feel like for some reason, even though Chad Johnson is a little bit older, I felt Nate Robinson, I mean, he was a little bit more ready than Nate Robinson. I'm gonna say that, and maybe he's a little more athletic, but I've seen
Chad's got it. He's not small either, too.
Though. Right. You know, and I've seen Chad Johnson. I was telling them the difference is that was my first time seeing Nate Robinson in another athletic space. Like we've seen,
he played football.
You see him in football. He played flag. He tried out for a couple NFL teams.
He tried, but he didn't get in.
Yeah.
Right. And not to take it away, because definitely an athlete.
Yeah, he is
definitely an athlete and definitely a role model too. For real, because I know him from YouTube and going to different people's houses. You know what I'm saying? Where you get to experience more of an NBA player. But anyway, I was saying that to say that Chad Johnson, I've seen him. He played for a professional soccer team. He drove race cars for a minute. Like these is things that I've seen Chad Johnson do. You know what I'm saying? So it's not out of the realm versus when we first heard about Nate Robinson, it was like Nate Robinson fighting, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's why he fared a little bit better. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Fighting is tough because I was explaining, it could always go so many ways because it could be so much experience and you can have so much experience and that make you better in most cases, but it can also be that one time where you get hit.
I think he trained for like 2 months for that fight too.
Yeah.
And I think Nate Robinson only trained like a month.
The one thing I say
about like the amateur ones, right? Chad Johnson, his rounds, he had four rounds and they were two minutes, right?
Yep.
We all know like in a regular fight, 30 seconds is a long fucking time.
To be in a
ring when you're fighting somebody, and you know, you explained to me that he was also he has boxed in the past. That's commendable in itself that you're willing to one to go in there. You don't know what the odds is against you, right? You're gonna come in there for confidence because you feel like you do have the ability. At the same time, 2 minutes can be eternity for somebody that one is not physically fit, as well as that's not the knowledge.
I say one of the things that I think a lot of people miss out on is the mental preparation to go to knowing like tonight I gotta go to the ring and fight somebody like.
Yeah, it's a gladiator.
Like, that's something. That's like mentally preparing yourself to know you gotta go and try to knock somebody else's head off, and then knowing they try to knock your head off. I was watching a documentary from one of the MMA fighters. He said he throw up before every fight. He said his nerves and everything. He said he can't. And a lot of MMA fighters, a lot of boxers do the same thing. They say, you know, that's something you just don't get used to. And they've been doing it for years. And you got these people just come off the street and you fight in front of thousands of people.
And people think it's going to be.
And you know, if you get knocked down, it's going to be meme time.
And they think it's going to be. And people. And that's why
I wish Snoop Dogg was out there.
And I think you made a good point, Steph. When you were saying that about Corey, when you were saying people think that they can get off the street because we say this stuff while we watching it, but like you said, 2 minutes, 30 seconds is a long time. And the average person, once they fighting for a minute, is like whew, whew, whew. So imagine, and you still got somebody who's trained. So I think it's easier said than done. And we see these people in there. But one thing I can say is I feel like they kind of don't belong in there. You know what I'm saying? They don't belong in there, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I think it's for entertainment purposes. Yeah, yeah, you know, something to do.
Certainly,
you know, because I think once you... Especially if you're an athlete or whatever, once you have that competitive edge about yourself, for the rest of your life, you keep trying to find something that keeps you competitive. You always want to battle. You always want to compete. You always want to, you know, to put yourself in different spaces. And that's why I think also finding a hobby to do is always good. Something to keep your mind going.
I think by the time that second round,
Chad Johnson fight.
Oh no! I was saying Logan Paul, but I was just saying to the fact of how it got real. People noticed. Mm-hmm. How I felt like Logan Paul noticed it got real. Like shoot.
All right, hold on. We finished with Chad.
Each fight. Yeah, we are. But I was just connecting the points of how like niggas say one thing, you get in the ring, and it's a whole different.
I was glad to see that. That was very entertaining. Them guys was out there punching.
He's from where?
About it.
Roanoke.
Yeah. The other dude, Brian, I think his name is Brian Maxwell. Yeah. Something like that. Brian Maxwell, yeah. So that was the first fight. So and I think it was a good one. I enjoyed it. The second fight was the Herd versus
Aries,
which everyone should have said that should have been the third fight, the co-main event.
Yeah, I agree.
Because of how good it was. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to jump real quick because the third fight was the dude, Jack.
Badu Jack.
Yeah, he's a boxer.
He is.
Was supposed to be a title fight. I didn't know that.
That was
supposed to be a fight, but the person he's supposed to fight against tested positive for a bad, for bad substance, basically steroids.
Uh-huh.
So the other dude
stepped in last minute.
Yeah. And he took the fight.
I heard him say he stepped
at first,
in last minute.
I'm like, I'm like, who the fuck is this? And they say he took the fight like a month notice or something like that. So he stepped in. So that fight was.
You could tell he ain't even want it. He ain't even want no more.
Yeah, he didn't want no more. But the Herd fight?
Hold on. But back to Badu Jack, though. Mm-hmm. They were saying that, and that was my first time seeing Badu Jack fight. But I do remember the meme or whatever of, because Earl was saying, you don't remember Badu Jack? When he had his forehead split. You see that Jay Steph show, Steph?
Yeah, we put it on the podcast page when that
right.
When that, oh, fight that was happened. Him. Yeah,
right. And Earl was just saying, think about how he was feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because even though that happened a minute ago, it's like, but every time I'm in the ring, like, you know what I'm saying? Like that nigga head was split.
It was open,
like
open,
like open, bro.
There you go, right here. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. Oh man!
Yeah, that joint. I can't even see what the. It looked like it got gashed by metal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But
But
how that joint split?
Crazy,
like just like a slice.
Crazy.
But I can't remember if that was a punch or a headbutt.
And he showed me. He showed me the blood. I mean, Earl was showing the picture yesterday, and he showed the blood that was all even on the ref clothes.
Oh, that was a nasty
squirting
fight.
All on the ref clothes. But back to the Herd, mm-hmm. You know, the Herd, Aries fight.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That was a good fight.
It was.
The boys were banging.
But I do feel like, and granted, this is my second fight from her. Like I said, second fight seeing her, like watching her.
Yeah, really watching
her. And the first one, he did end up winning, but I was telling Earl,
that good.
Yeah, I felt like I could have seen more. You know what I'm saying? And he's a big dude. And I feel like he was brawling a little bit more than he had
to. Yeah.
And not only that, he wasn't even brawling. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't throwing them like he could have. Cuz was throwing a lot of the, like I was saying, a lot of the knockoff punches. You know what I'm saying? The distraction punches,
yeah.
But it's like if you playing Street Fighter and he got one move, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why am I gonna stop using my one move if you can't stop it?
Yeah.
And that fight, bro, overhand right was open all night, but it was taxing.
Yeah. I think his corner said something about it too. He's like, man, do something about that shit. Like I think his corner said something.
The biggest thing it showed me, right, and people give a lot of flack to Floyd. You know, he running and shit like that. But it comes a time where you gotta be a defensive fighter, and you know, Chubb, you watch boxing a lot more than me, and you probably know Herd's abilities and stuff like that. But is he always like not as much like defensive as much as he's trying?
So first and foremost, I will say it was weird seeing the fight happen outside and it can start raining.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. So a lot of people were slipping on the thing. And he said at the end of the fight, he won't make no excuses. He said his plan was to move around. But the logo, once that logo get wet, you don't want to stand on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's how you get counters to knock down. So he was moving around trying to avoid the logo. But Hurd is normally a slow fighter. If the fight is going 10 or 12 rounds, he's not going to get going to like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
If you watch any of his past fights, he do take a lot of hits. That's his fighting style.
That's not good, though.
It's not, but he gets, for some reason, like he gets stronger as the fight go on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he absorbed them hits.
Okay.
But he didn't fight on the outside. Like, I think his fight changed to Aries' fight, and Aries wanted to fight up close, and he got that. And that's why he kept getting that overwrite.
And Earl was talking about, his face bleed. He bleed. I was like, bro, you can't count cuts or blood
from
with me. What is happening in the fight. Because just because he got cut, I was like, bro,
it could come from a headbutt or whatever.
I didn't even say that. I was saying people's, you know what I'm saying? People's facial structure, people's skin, people's bones, everything is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, or it could just be that hit.
Yeah, you ever got cut by something? Like, how the fuck did that happen?
Exactly. Or it could just be whatever hit just caused that, right? You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you can't equate a cut. To just because he bleeding, he losing.
Yeah.
Like
the only thing that could, like, if Hurd would attacked it more, then he probably could have got a TKO, like technical knockout, because he could.
Or just warm down.
Because he had it came to a point where he started so slow, and the dude was like beating him up the first six rounds. It's like he had to get a knockout to win the fight. You got to knock him out now. You can't let go to the scorecards. And even though it's Somebody gave her the win.
Did they?
I think it was split.
Yeah, it was split.
Matter of fact,
I was surprised.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
I was very surprised.
He did have a round with the knockdown dude.
Yeah, but that knockdown wasn't convincing to me though.
Yeah, I feel like he also slipped a little bit.
Right. I felt like he knocked him, but I felt like the slip helped as well. I felt like it was a combination.
He got punched.
Right.
So the punch. That's why the ref counted as knockdown, because he got punched. Yeah. Then he, like, it don't matter if you slip or not, he punched you.
But like I was telling my man watching it, I was like, I felt like at that point, especially once they start slipping around and he got the knockdown or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I feel like at that point he knew he was up. So he's like, all right, I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to milk this fight to the end because I got it.
Yeah.
Because he knew he had done enough the first six, seven.
And we also brought up the point of view was from the Badu fight compared to the Hurd fight, that ref did not allow them in the Badu fight versus the other dude. He didn't allow them to keep holding on as much as Aries did to Hurd.
I just think those two fights were different. The other dude was definitely holding on.
Yeah.
The Aries fight dude, they was holding, but they was also banging up close.
Yeah.
The Badu Jack fight or whatever, they were just holding. Every time dude got in, he was holding. But because, the Aries dude, he'll get in and he's throwing punches. So the ref wasn't about to go in there. Like, if you close and y'all like hugging, but y'all both throwing punches, the ref not going to really break that up.
Yeah. I just, you know,
but
I feel like Hurd.
I want
to
see him do
that. I was very surprised that Aries didn't get considered to be the winner.
He came in as the underdog.
Yeah.
Everyone thought Hurd was going to win.
I know.
But
that's because of Hurd's track record. He's been in some dog fights too. Hurd can take a punishment. He could take
I think he was taking those all every hit.
He was taking
but I would hits. I would love to see him be a more technical fighter.
Outside fighter.
Yeah, an outside fighter, but realizing that he has to read his opponents a lot better and be more deceptive and how he handles and do stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a boxer, so you know I can't. I think the people that can explain it a lot better is those people that's been in those moments and have experienced those punches and stuff like that.
Mike Tyson said the best quote that everyone, like, no matter what it is,
it's everybody got a game plan until somebody gets hit
in the mouth. So you go in there with the game plan and you finally feel the other guy power and you're like, oh shit, hold up, this dude got more power than I thought. I got to change my game plan. Or you go in thinking somebody got power, you get hit with their best shot. You're like, that's it? Okay, now I'm gonna turn up a little more. Even though you was going to fight on the outside, now you might be more aggressive.
But I think one thing that everyone that I've talked to about her can agree on is that we feel like we should have seen more. You know what I'm saying?
Because
we often that is the conversation when I've talked to people definitely. Is that they feel like, yeah, but I feel like he can do more. I feel like he's still,
seen more.
I feel like he's still, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he got a bigger frame.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Taller. You know, we seen better fights out of him than that. But then also, then again, you know, I don't know where his mind was at. That's his first fight since his dad passed. Yeah. I think his dad just passed in like March.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know what he died from?
I ain't know. Was that something?
I don't know. I know it was a sudden. It was a sudden death. I think.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, it was recent. It was
I wish
recent.
That brother so good luck, man.
Yeah,
that was
for
his first
sure.
fight. That was the first fight since losing, and his dad wasn't in his corner. Normally, his dad is trained, so. It was a lot.
So I know while we're on the subject of fights, I know that you traveled down to Philly.
Oh yeah.
Traveled down to Philly to support a fellow
Bulldog.
Well, I
traveled up to Philly for the technical.
You know everybody be like, damn, I went down.
Yeah, I'm going down, but no, you going up.
Nah, that's my dad. My dad, he going. Yeah, man, you know that's in the get there.
One thing I want to say is a lot of people be saying like stuff is open. Mm-hmm. Stuff is not open as much as people think it is. Like. When I went to Philly, a lot of places you couldn't just go in with no mask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to have a mask. You got to have a mask to order. You might have a mask to go to the restroom.
To be honest, I've gotten used to that.
I'm fine with the mask. Like, the mask don't bother me. But, like, the Fat Tuesdays wasn't even open. I mean, it was open. You could get a to-go drink.
Mm-hmm.
And they served it in styrofoam cups and stuff. And, you know, they wasn't tripping. But you couldn't go in there and sit down while they play music. And so a lot of places had that. But yeah, I traveled up there to see my man Greg. Shout out to Greg Outlaw.
Sharpshooter.
Yeah, Sharpshooter Outlaw. He went up there. He took his first L in a pro.
Yeah. Boxing. Yeah. He was undefeated. 8-0, right?
Yeah, he was, I think. Something like that. I don't want to mess up his record. So I think they went, I think he went six rounds. I think it's like six or eight, one or two.
3 minutes?
Yeah, three minute rounds. And so it was a good fight. It was a good fight. But I think, you know, the other fighter, he was fighting out of Chicago, dude was just more aggressive. You know, I watched all the Greg fights.
Because he was a little smaller than him too, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Greg was taller than the dude. He looked a little bigger, you know what I'm saying? But they fight at the same weight. So, but Greg was taller, and I think the dude just kind of got Greg, you know, he really just kind of beat him up. Like, not when I say beat him up, he wasn't a better fighter. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, like, he was choking him, roughhousing him, pushing him, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, being real rough on him in the mm-hmm. rim, being a fighter versus a boxer. Greg is like a boxer. He gonna box you. And so from what I seen from the fight, if you ask my opinion on it, but it was a good fight. And he didn't give up because he did catch him with some good shots and he stumbled, you know. He lost by like, it was an unanimous decision. But, you know, the points were close. Like one judge scored like 57-58. I think the other two scored it like 58-55, something like that. But it was a close fight. You know, he had a lot of supporters. Like if you take all of Greg's supporters out of that arena, it wasn't many people at that fight.
I know he had a lot.
Yeah, and then it's right in Philly, so a lot of people just came up to watch the fight.
Which was making me think about what we were talking about earlier when, you know, people have a lot of supporters. You mm-hmm. gotta, you know, but I know that he fought home.
He fought a boy a few times.
And did his thing. For sure. So I know that necessarily.
And so also, the same thing with Greg. Because I've seen him fight before. I know he could do better. You know, he put a post on Instagram saying, you know, that wasn't, you know, all the supporters know that wasn't the best Outlaw that we've seen. And we know that. Mm-hmm. We can see it during the fight. Like, we know that. But, you know, hey, that's what happens. But I give anybody respect that get in the ring.
Surely.
You know, that takes a different man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Different grit. So shout out to any boxer, any MMA fighter. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody going there and do that, you know.
And like you said, bro, it's something just to be in there and you got all of that just to know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can just imagine the nerves that are high in that atmosphere, because like I was saying earlier, boxing is a sport where it's like no other, because people or fighting or whatever, mm-hmm. it's like no other, because in order to win, 9 times out of 10, not always, but someone else has to get hurt.
Right.
And even when you're rooting for that person, it's like, you almost feel like you're taking away to some of them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I could feel that even with the Herd fight, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? It's like Earl standing up watching him, like, he got it, we got it, you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean.
So I can only imagine, bro,
like
being a spouse or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
His mom be at the fight soon.
Yeah, bro. I had watched the episode of Growing Up Hip Hop. I don't know if y'all heard of that.
Yeah.
But Rev Run Daughter, I can't think of her name, but Rev Run Daughter.
Angela.
Yeah, is messing with some nigga who's a boxer. And they was asking her, you gonna be at the fights? And she was like, yeah, I'm gonna go. But I don't think that he'll get beat up. He's good. And people have asked, in that same episode, like multiple people asked her, were you gonna go to the fight? Were you worried? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, he's good. And I'm thinking to myself, like, shawty.
She probably don't really know how boxing goes.
Yeah, I'm like, shawty, you can be good. Like, good don't mean nothing. Like,
there's been good fighters. It been in dog fights. Like, they won the fight, but they got beat up.
They messed up.
And, you know, so a lot of wives or girlfriends, some of them don't go. Like, some fighters don't allow the kids to come. Don't even want the kids to even watch the fight. Yeah. They tell them stay at home. Don't put on cartoons or something.
Yeah,
don't
bro. You could be the best, bro. I was telling my mans, my mom used to tell me when I was growing up, it's always, no matter what it is, it's always somebody that's bigger, faster, stronger.
No matter what it is.
You know what I'm saying? And granted, we could equate it to Floyd Mayweather. His record might say so, but I guarantee you, he just never met that match.
Oh, not
know?
Even that.
In the ring, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would say, if you watch some of his fights, there's some people that question some of his wins.
Some of them wins,
they say,
right.
Go back and watch the fight, turn the sound off. That's the best way to really watch the fight, because sometimes the crowd that's there, or even the announcers can be biased.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I want to say about your judgment.
One thing I would say about a crowd is, I don't know about all of Greg's other fights, right? So mm-hmm. I wasn't at all of them.
Yeah.
But the other two that he had at Bowie, you know, the crowd was kind of spread out. In our gym, they had the ring. Chris, I know you know how the gym looks. Mm-hmm. So they had the ring, like, in the middle of the basketball court.
Yeah.
But you already know how far back the stands are. Now, the fight in Philly,
we was up on them.
So I could see, like, every time the round was over with, his eyes would kind of glance at his, like, all the supporters, and I could see him make eye contact with, like, some people. Is like, come on, Greg, you know. So he going back to ring versus
all of that versus
when you fight,
they're not even
back.
There. They're not even there. Yes. Versus you, like,
and you could hear
I'm
everything.
Locked in, right?
You can
right,
hear
right.
Everything.
I think that probably
and that
had
plays.
A, yeah,
that
I think
plays
that has
a part.
I think that has a major part in your psyche and your concentration and your focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you in a ring, like you were saying, when you in a ring, it. And you focused and you locked in,
mm-hmm.
you should just be able to. We was joking about Floyd Mayweather's trainer yesterday, because if you know they after the fight they played with the trainer saying in the middle of the rounds. So one round the trainer giving him water and he like, yeah, man, it's easier. You gotta like he didn't even have nothing to say. Like nigga, go do your thing.
Uh-huh.
But I was just saying that to say that like. That was a point where Floyd didn't really need to focus in. But normally, bruh, when you have your corner, that's supposed to be y'all supposed to be locked in.
Yeah.
Nothing is there but the fight.
What's the dude that fought Badu? His damn training coach that was giving water and shit. He was like, man, get out there, hit him.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah, he was like, what the fuck are you doing? It was weird because I don't know what a trainer, cause the dude, I forget, where was the dude?
He's from Venezuela.
Right. Yeah. So he had everyone else, but he had one black dude that was doing his talking to him. But he was talking to him in English. So he was like, man, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, go in there, throw some fucking punch. Like, he's really talking to him. Like,
he's like, stop fucking holding him.
He's like, stop fucking holding him. They're going to fucking disqualify you if you keep holding him again.
See, and by the time that Badu Jack fight, we were all talking about it. Because, you know, we had the Herd fight was amped, and then the Badu Jack was kind of
fight,
low.
Yeah.
So everybody started talking, so I ain't hear all
they,
of that.
You know what? They did that purposely.
That's funny.
You know, they did that purposely. Because, you know, when they went to that Floyd fight, I was like, man. He got to do something. But then again, like, the fact that they went all the way 8 rounds, bro, you could just tell that.
I mean, that, you know, and that was kind of one of the knocks. Okay, we on Floyd fight now?
Yeah, we're Floyd.
Okay. Now, Floyd was of course, if people didn't know, he was the main event, him and Logan Paul. And that was one of the knocks that I seen a lot of ex-boxers, even MMA, anybody who do, let me see, combat sports was saying.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying anytime you get somebody who's not in a combat sport, and they get into that ring with you, you should not go the whole fight with them. You supposed to, you know what I'm saying, like, let them know, like, listen, this sport is not for just anybody think they can hop in the ring. Mm-hmm. But you got to show them, like, this is not it. And then if you listen to Floyd after the fight and his interview, he said the same. He said, look, I'm a businessman first. He said, I'm about my chickens. You know, he like his money. He said he wasn't trying to get hurt, and he wasn't trying to hurt nobody. And Floyd probably know.
And to be honest, bro,
but he wouldn't get that money.
Oh, even so, he could have got himself hurt trying to hurt him.
Trying to hurt him,
exactly. And that's what I kept saying yesterday, and they was laughing. But I'm like, bro, to be honest, especially with these exhibition fights, you never want to see anybody get hurt. Mm-hmm. Especially when it don't count.
For
like,
no reason.
Granted, they all getting paid, and they all probably getting paid good, but you don't want to see nobody get hurt. Like that's, I think that's why it was such a culture shock for Nate Robinson, because it's like nigga, we felt like we knew Nate Robinson. You don't want to see Nate Robinson get knocked out like that. Like, bro, what?
He was knocked out, like, not bro, down, out.
I know personally, but I know personally, and a few other things, but that made me not bang with Jake Paul. Like. And I know it was Jake Paul's job to do that. Uh-huh. But that made me not Jake.
Hold on, why? You feel like he shouldn't have knocked him out?
No, I just feel like, I feel like he should have been in there with somebody who was going to give Jake Paul some bump. I felt like, and I was telling my niggas yesterday that I felt like if Jake Paul, because they were saying, because they kept panning the camera to him, and he was on his phone the whole time. Of course, probably. Yeah. Of course, he was.
He had somebody stand in front of him the whole fight, recording him.
And of course, I'm sure he's tweeting and he's getting messages. But my friends are saying they probably telling him that should have been you in there fighting instead of him. And I feel like from seeing Jake Paul, he's a little bit better boxer than Logan Paul.
That's what, you know, the funny thing is, a lot of people, until I said it, who it was, really was, they didn't know at the party. I was like, everybody think it's the dude that knocked out Nate Robinson. It's not him.
No,
it's his brother.
They never really said, they kept saying Paul, because they trying to like,
Trying to bring in,
make people confused of which one.
But I honestly don't think that it would have mattered. I don't think that it would have mattered. I think that the fight would have gone the same way either way, because at the end of the day, it's a level of where you're at, and I don't think, of course, they're not at Floyd's level, but I think that there are levels above where Nate Robinson and Chad Johnson would be as someone hopping in the sport for a month or two.
I'll tell you one thing though, that next episode of I Am Athlete podcast, after the fight, is gonna be funny. I want to see that.
So what do you mean he gonna be on it?
He's already on the podcast.
Chad Johnson.
Oh, you talking about Chad Johnson? Yeah. I thought you were talking about Floyd Mayweather.
No, yeah, Floyd don't care, bro. He was there for the money. He was there for the money, man.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they said Brandon Marshall. They say he been in the ring too.
Everybody won't be a boxer now.
But you know what? I feel like they might could get a lane in with some of these,
like the big three.
Just anything. You know,
if somebody's smart, you need to talk to Ice Cube.
I mean, who won't like to see Chris Brown fight somebody?
Yeah, or, but they ain't gonna see. But yeah, we was talking about, right? But they ain't gonna do that. Niggas gonna be bluffing. It probably be more so like athletes. Granted, you have a couple of people.
I think get in there.
They were saying Lamar Odom is supposed to fight Aaron Carter. I don't know.
Two crackheads fighting. I don't want to see that. Crackheads fighting.
Yeah, so
I enjoyed it though. I'm not mad.
So on another note,
besides me almost burning down the whole damn grill.
Yeah, bro, what the fuck?
I was gonna say. Since it's been a lot of stuff going on this weekend, and it was a lot of fights, you went to a fight.
Yeah.
And we're coming out of a COVID area, you know what I mean? A COVID time.
Right.
All of that. So talk to me about the atmosphere in the arena, you know, were people still having their mask on?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Did they have, like, the seats separated?
No, the seats wasn't, you know, the seats wasn't really much too separated, for real, but people wasn't sitting close to each other.
It was enough space for people to scatter out.
Once you buy a ticket, certain tickets allow you access to certain parts of the arena. So what it was, it was a flat floor, excuse me. And so the ring was elevated, but everyone was kind of at the same height. So it wasn't like a slant. You know, like some, it wasn't slant or going up. But a lot of people kept their mask on. You had to have a mask to enter. Mm-hmm. You got to have a mask when you're ordering at the snack bar and when you're talking to those people. And they had a sign, when you go to a restaurant, you're supposed to have it on. But when you're at your chair, and at your seat, and you're yelling stuff, you don't have to have it on. But everybody kind of kept their distance for the most part, you know, unless the people that you came with, mm-hmm. you know. But it wasn't nothing like OC. And it wasn't, it was a big arena. It was a nice size, and it wasn't even packed. It wasn't, it was not packed to capacity at all. And just like I said, you take away Greg supporters, ain't that many people.
So you don't think it had much of an impact on the event?
Maybe.
On the event.
Maybe. Now that I think about it, because it was a lot of chairs in there. It was a lot of chairs in there. Uh-huh. And so maybe ticket sales might have not been as high, because it could have been packed out. And they had a lot of chairs, a lot of seatings for a lot of people to be in there. But it wasn't that many people in there. A lot of people might have said, you know, I'm not going to a fight during COVID.
Okay.
Or, you know, but it wasn't bad.
Okay.
And, you know, it, hey, in we, Houston, it was worse.
Yeah, like, yeah, but I say, June 11th, the DMV opened. Wide open.
He said wide open.
Yeah,
we back in there.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, man.
So everything is going to be fully open?
Fully open. But businesses
are... more inside now. Yeah, I kind of like... I don't know why. I like it when it's like... It's every other seating, you got people all on you. You know what I'm saying? I like that.
Yeah,
it's like, and I'll probably keep my mask on a lot, especially like when I go to Planet Fitness and stuff. I'll probably keep my mask on a lot.
I mean, you be burning the fuck up in this heat, bro. But yo, I ain't gonna lie. When it was cold outside, you had that mask on.
Yeah, it's clutch.
Oh, bro, that joint was A1.
Yeah, it's clutch. It's helpful. I got my second vaccination shot last week.
Right? Okay, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Tell me how your first one was.
First one was whatever.
Breeze.
I forgot I had it.
And what brand you get?
Pfizer.
Pfizer, okay. Pfizer.
So I get the second joint, you feel me? I go home, and on my way home, the arm that it the shot, it's like the little point that, like the entry point or whatever.
Wait, so did they make you sit after you got the shot? You had to sit down?
15 minutes.
15 minutes, okay.
Yeah. At first, it was 30 because I'm allergic to ibuprofen on the first one.
Oh, for real? Never knew that, brother.
Yeah. Well, I was as a kid, but I haven't taken it in years.
Hold up. So before we get to it, I got a question. So what made you get a vaccine now? Like, you made it this far.
Are you a part of the lottery?
I hope so.
Yeah.
You know they doing that, so stay.
But it was free. Joel signed me up for it. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
But my parents got it. You know, everybody got it. So it was just like, yeah, whatever. We got it. It's free. Whatever.
Yeah, I let the whole department get it before I did.
For real, I don't care. I don't care one way or another because I've been good. Like you said, I've been good. My family's been good. My, you know what I'm saying? Knock on wood. But anyway, second shot. I go to get the second shot, bro. I'm sitting there, and they tell me to wait 15 minutes. I'm like, all right. I get on the phone with my mom. I'm talking. I'm on my way home, and the little entry point start hurting a little bit. I'm like, all right, cool. Bro, I go stop at Trinity House, my man Trinity House. By the time I get home, my arm, like, this whole joint, like, inside my arm, like, my muscle hurts. Like, I'm like, dag, my arm. So they're like, yeah, work the joint. You got to work it. I'm like, all right. I get to working it. I'm massaging it, bro. I'm massaging it. Like, dag. Chill. I think I ate some Aunt Pizza.
Good meal. Good solid meal.
Solid. I'm like, solid. Good solid meal.
Fucking pizza.
Bro, my head get the throbbing. Dish.
It's the same day. Yeah. Same later on that night.
It's like 9 o'clock, bro. Uh-huh. My head throbbing. My arm is hurting. My arm is throbbing too. It's like, I'm like, dang, bro. I'm like, yeah, this joint kind of blowing me. Maybe I need to drink some water. I ain't drinking no water.
That's all I did was drink water prior to taking the shots.
Well, yeah, they tell you you got to hydrate. You got to drink a lot of water prior. And
see, maybe I ain't do it prior.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I ain't
tell
do
you.
It prior.
They tell you.
But that joint had my head hurting. And then the next morning I woke up and it was hurting, but not as bad. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't anticipated it hurting that, you know what I'm saying?
That bad
because I wasn't even, you know, I got the shot and went about my day. So I wasn't even thinking of it hurting, but it wasn't as much pain as when I had a toothache a couple months ago when I was telling y'all about it, where I had an infection in my tooth and I didn't even know. And when I didn't know that I put a heating pad on it
And accelerated.
Bruh. It's like all of the blood just rushed to that side. But yeah, headaches is one of the worst things. Yeah. Headaches and toothaches.
Did you even get the chills?
A little, but only once when I was like so my head was hurting so bad, I was like, let me hop in the shower just to get some steam, you know what I'm saying, relax myself. And as I'm getting in the shower, I got them, but for a minute. But a split second. And then after I took that shower, it kind of calmed me down a little. It was still hurting, but I went on ahead and went to sleep. I went to sleep early that night, like 9:30.
I was good until I went to bed. That's when I started getting like hot. That was it.
Oh, you got hot? You got...
So I was drinking some... Like,
the you way got I Pfizer did, too, right?
No, nah, I got Moderna.
Oh, no, so I got Pfizer.
When I first got... What? Nah. They gave it, bro.
Yeah.
Take what you can get, bro. Just don't get that Johnson & Johnson.
No, because at first, I was like, I'm not getting a shot because I'm not going away. I'm working from home. There's no need for me to get it. But then that was before I had these trips planned.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wish we could go back to the episode where we were like, we're not getting that shot.
What did you say?
We can go back to the episode. We're like, we ain't getting no shot.
Hey, listen though, this nigga DJ, I was like, yeah, I told DJ about it. I was
DJ's
like, bro,
a wild boy.
Look, I was like, DJ's bro, you got boy. It. Look, no. I was like, bro, you got the shot. He was like, nah. I was like, didn't you have to get it at work? He was like, man, I told them niggas I was already vaccinated. He was like, look. He was like, yeah, the customers be coming in talking about it. He was like, yeah, I just tell them, don't get the Johnson & Johnson. I be talking like I know. Yeah, the Pfizer, that's what you got?
That's what I got too.
Yeah, nah. He said, I just talk like I already got it. That's what he
was
asking.
He told us he wasn't vaccinated when he went down to Houston.
Yeah, it was
bro.
So funny,
so we
right?
were walking around and like.
Nah, hold on, shut up, bitch.
So, fuck you, bitch.
That's
right,
escalated.
I know. Dang, they beat me up. Hold on. You can say your story first, but I got to say what happened. We first got down there.
Go ahead, right?
We got the rental. So we driving to the burger spot. And so DJ called his mother. He's like, yeah, we down here. We good. And so she's like, okay, DJ, be safe. She's like, you know your ass ain't vaccinated. So you be down there and be safe as possible. He's like, all right. Then he cleans like, dang, how the fuck everybody know I'm not vaccinated?
Because we know you're
everybody did. Somebody else called. It was like, be safe. But that shit was funny. But go ahead and stuff. I just had to say that because that happened before.
I mean, that's pretty much it, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You're a bitch ass nigga.
He stole the story.
You about to say that?
He stole the story.
You about to say that?
Yeah, man.
No, you wasn't. Because you said something else, fool.
Nah, you good.
He stole the story.
P.O.P., hold it down. Go ahead, man.
Hey, bro, don't be like that, Slim.
Yeah, then we're going to talk about Chubb burning shit.
Oh, yeah. No. Go ahead. Yeah, I want to hear about that first.
Right, go ahead, Steph.
We got time.
You know, it's summertime. You know, people, you know, getting together, you know. Everybody vaccinated except DJ, you know. So we was like, I'm going to start having some function. So Cam, she got a grill. My parents got a grill. So I was like, 2 weeks ago? We was like, all right, we're going to cook on the grill. She got one of those charcoal grills. I usually don't use charcoal grills. So I called my man Chubbs over to do the charcoal grill. These are two different instances, but this first instance is more my fault than his. Not grilling. So we out there and it's a little chilly. For some reason, it rained that day. It was about like 60, it was like 65 outside and it rained a little bit. So Chubb on the grill and we trying to get the grill to start, but we realize that the charcoal that we got is old and it's not really fucking working. So we put it on there. We try to light it up. It don't light. So then we take it off. We put it in the fire pit out there. So then all of a sudden start lighting up. So then we go buy some new charcoal. We go get some new charcoal. We put it on there. It started lighting just a little bit. And I'm like, man, it's cold as shit out here. So I'm going to start the fire pit up. Right? So I go, I get some wood. And the fire, like, it's like the charcoal that was initially inside the grill was still lit, but it wasn't really like a big flame. So I go inside to get the kerosene shit, right?
The official kerosene for camping fires and lanterns and all that stuff. Wow. Yes.
So I go get the kerosene. And I pour, like, you know, at first I'm like, I'm gonna just pour, like, the shit was like halfway full. So I was like, I'm gonna pour it in there and then I'm gonna throw a match in there. It's gonna catch on fire. So it did. Like, the first drop, I was like, damn, that fire ain't big enough, right? So I, pretty much like this, bro. I like toss the joint in there and all the liquid comes out and it go into the flame and the flame go.
The flame travels back into the bottle.
And I had gloves on. So my glove catch on fire.
And we're like, oh shit.
I'm like, shit. So I throw the glove.
Hold on. You said the flame
travel.
Like, you can see it.
You can see it following the floor because he's pouring it.
I'm pouring it like this.
It's fucking kerosene. So the fire is traveling from the fire pit up, curving into the can.
And then the can catches on fire in my hand. And somehow the kerosene get on my glove. And my glove is on fire. I can feel that bitch. So all of a sudden, I take the glove on and I toss it. And then I toss the kerosene inside.
Toss the whole can.
Bro, it's on fire already. I can't do shit about it. I can't cover it.
Right.
So I toss the whole joint in the fire pit. And all of a sudden, you see the flame just getting huge. And you can hear that shit going.
I'm like, yo, this is about to explode.
Swear to God. And so all of a sudden, I go get the fucking hose. And I'm like.
And he paused. He wet everything out there. Like, we couldn't sit down none of the chairs.
That
like, he
just, I want a pause moment, but okay.
He just wet everything.
Hey,
fool.
And the cam came outside. Like, what is you childish niggas doing in my house?
So Chubbs tried to put a hole in the canteen to let the oxygen come out of the shit. Because we didn't want the shit to fucking explode.
And I bent
the damn fucking scraper.
So it's a grill scraper, right? The one I brought because they had one. But on the back of it, it's a metal. It's like a metal piece. Mm-hmm. So you got metal brushes on one side, and the other side is like a metal scraper. But the edges are very pointy. So I go to use that to smack a hole in the top of it so it could let some of the fumes out. I forget it. It's probably a strong can, and the damn end of it. Young. But when the fire first happened, we got this screaming and shit. Oh shit,
Oh my god. Yeah, it did. Sorry, it was wild.
He tossed it. That was way worse than my shit at his house.
So then
I ain't gonna hold you. That was I won't say scary, but it was like an oh shit moment. Now for what happened to Stephon house. So I don't use gas grill. Uh-huh. I can't remember the last time I ever used a gas grill. I don't use a gas grill at my house. I don't use a gas grill at the plot. None of my family, I can't remember the last time I used one. Anyway, Stephon got a gas grill at their crib. So I swear like it hasn't been cleaned or used in a long time, whatever. So we using the grill, we get it lit, and it's going good at first, right? We got the first batch of burgers and hot dogs on there. And like, I don't know what, I can't even tell you what happened, but like all the stuff under the grill that I think like never got cleaned out caught fire. So it was like a major fire on the joint, and nothing got burnt. No, what got burned up the first time?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing really got burned up. Yeah, it just got really smoky and stuff, right? So we turned the grill off real quick, let everything cool down. Boom, boom, boom. By that time, the first batch of food was good. Nothing got burnt up. Second batch, right? After we had the first scare, we go back again. So we got it turned all the way down to the bottom, the lowest setting that the flames could be on. We rocking out, everything going cool. They eating crabs, right? It's probably about 6-7 of them eating crabs right beside the grill, right? So I go, I close the lid. Which this one right here is all my fault. It's my mistake. I don't know how to use gas grills like that. But in gas grills, I guess when you close the lid, it gets even hotter or something. I don't know what the hell happened. But I close the lid because I don't want no bugs or anything to go in there. But I'm about to go inside and fix me a drink and come back. I wasn't inside the house for not even 5 minutes, bro. Not even 2 minutes, right? So I'm inside fixing my drink. And you know, Stephon house, you look out through the basement. And I see everyone sitting there. They still eating crabs, but they all of their heads is looking at the grill. So I'm like, why the fuck? I look over at the grill and it's engulfed in flames. Flames, it just rolling up from, you can see the flames with the thing closed. I'm like, oh shit. So I run out there and I open it, right? Smoke and shit go everywhere. Fool, the goddamn hot dogs went from the color of my legs to the color of your hat, fool.
H-H-H.
Like the hot dogs was done. And those are the pack that I brought. I brought some 100% all beef bun length glizzies. Like
Ain't top of
the line glizzies. Gone. None of them was salvageable. And I burnt about a good 5 hamburgers, fool. Chill. Like, it was horrible.
So, yeah, it was crabs.
No. We still have some hamburgers and other hot dogs left over. But the good hot dogs.
The good hot dogs. What you calling them?
They was 100% beef.
Bun length.
Bun length. Bro, bun size. Huge.
They were like this.
For real?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And you burned them.
Supreme glizzies.
He burned 12 men in that.
Well done, them motherfuckers, bro.
Gracious.
Them jokes are so burnt, bro.
When swear to God.
Bentley couldn't eat them jokes, fool.
Bentley was looking at them like, how you gonna burn these dogs, man?
He was.
Hey, chill.
He was disappointed in me. So, but we almost burnt down 2 houses in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I about to say, it sounds like you niggas don't need to be grilling.
No, but remember last time when I called you, we were over here. How was it, though?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we had chicken going.
We did good.
Okay. We had some sausage links. Yeah, everything over there on the charcoal grill.
Yeah, we definitely going to have to see what the next function is. Yeah, it's summertime.
We got to run that back.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's summertime, so we got to get a couple of things going.
I will.
It's telling season of podcast.
Baby.